Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And welcome to Natural Eating with Alyssa. Today we're talking about cooking delicious meals for diabetics or people who might not want to become diabetics. And this is for one or for two people, so that this is like smaller amounts. You can always up the amount if you want. But I thought, let's start out simple. And this wonderful book, which is titled Delicious Diabetes Cooking for One or Two People, is by Michelle Berrydale Johnson. And it's always fun to find new books. Thrifty Books has quite a selection of books that are wonderful. Thrift Books, excuse me. So I do recommend that you find a way to pick up some books at very reasonable cost. Now, I'm going to start out doing something that I typically wouldn't do, but I want to just clear the decks, as they say. And I want to talk about a sweetener that's often used, especially for people who are trying to cut down on sweet calories and hypoglycemic indexes. And this is monk fruit. And monk fruit sweetener is extracted from, of all things, the monk fruit. It's also known as Luahangua, or Buddha fruit. And it's a small round fruit that's grown in Southeast Asia. And this fruit has been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine. But the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, didn't approve its use as a sweetener until 2010. So we now have an approved FDA sweetener. The sweetener is created by removing the seeds and the skin of the fruit and then crushing it to collect the juice, which is then dried into a concentrated powder. And the powder is very easy to use. I keep a container of it on my desk where I like to eat meals and do pretty much everything. And it mixes in very easily just with a spoon. And it contains natural sugars, this monk fruit, mainly fructose and glucose. But, however, unlike in most fruits, the natural sweeteners aren't responsible for its sweetness. Instead, it gets this very intense sweetness from unique antioxidants called monoglycerides. Monoglycerides. Don't you love words you never use? And then suddenly it's there in front of your face. Monoglycerides. During the process, these monoglycerides are separated from the fresh pressed juice, and therefore monk fruit sweetener does not contain fructose or glucose, okay? Even though natural sugars are its main source, the sweetener doesn't contain fructose or glucose. So because this extract may be 100 to 250 times sweeter than table sugar, many manufacturers will mix the monk fruit sweetener with other natural products, such as inulin or erythritol, or to reduce the intensity of the sweetness. Monk fruit extract is now used as a standalone sweetener. It's used as an ingredient in food and drinks. It's a flavor enhancer, and it's a component of sweeter blends. So, you know, basically, to summarize, monk fruit sweetener, it's natural. It's a zero-calorie sweetener. It's high in unique antioxidants called monoglycerides, which make it 100 to 250 times sweeter than regular sugar. So I have done my due diligence and introduced you to the monk sweetener, and I think this is something that it's always fun to learn something new. I find, you know, I'm always amazed at the newness of things that happen around food, and in doing this show, I've certainly learned a great deal, and hope I helped you to open the door to some things that you might not have heard about before. Now, in looking at this wonderful book, Delicious Diabetes Cooking for One or Two People, you know, whatever other measures you may take to manage your diabetes, the bedrock of your treatment should be managing your diet. This means being aware of what you eat, how much of it you eat, and if you are insulin dependent, when you eat it. So if your diet up to now has been heavily dependent on processed food, the standard American diet, otherwise known as SAD, it will also mean changing the way you eat. So you may need to take or make just a little extra effort in the kitchen, but you'll end up eating much more delicious, much healthier food than you did before, and quite likely spending less money at the grocery store. I noticed with their desserts, they all include eggs, and these days, eggs are a precious commodity, so I've decided to share the egg-free desserts, which are out there. And, you know, it's finding other ways of presentation and also, you know, what you can do, and certainly looking up what egg substitutes are out there. And there are some, so you can certainly do that. Now, this show, the recipes are designed for one or two people, but they can easily be scaled up if you're entertaining. You know, remember to increase ingredients such as cooking oil and seasoning slightly less than the main ingredients. And the author certainly hopes that you will enjoy all the dishes so much that you'll want to eat them again. That way, even if you're on your own, recipes that make two servings will be welcomed, as you can always freeze the remaining portion. Time spent saved, time spent for something else you'd like to do. So all of the recipes are made from real food. And I say this because sometimes people consider certain foods real and they're empty. They're empty calories, they're empty flavor, and it's sweet and salt, basically. So you need to get past those two flavors. I love to encourage people as well to cook and experiment on your own. You know, this makes this cooking an exciting voyage of discovery rather than a chore. So I hope you enjoy them, and so get that wonderful pen and pencil ready. And again, Thrift Books has these wonderful books about diabetes, and I think they have quite an assortment of books, but it's a wonderful source to be able to get the books and get the food at a reasonable cost. And I think that's something to consider whenever you're, you know, doing your budget to figure out what's going on with all of that. Now I wanted to bring out some points of information that when you're trying to create food that's healthier, basically you want to, you know, skimp on the sugar, obviously, when you're cooking for one or two. And you want to substitute, if you will, monk fruit extract. That's my recommendation. But you certainly can use other things. Basically, if you can, use liquid fats. If you can use safflower or olive oil or grapeseed oil, those certainly can be a lot healthier for your body. Basically, fat-free margarine is another shortening. All these in moderate amounts. Basically, you're trying to switch, if you can, to low-fat dairy because you can lower the fat content without compromising taste. And so instead of whole milk or half and half, you can use 1% skim milk. Or you can use evaporated milk, which I like to use, especially when I'm making tea, it's a nice way to richen the flavor without, again, going for a higher caloric content. Instead of sour cream, you could try low-fat plain yogurt. I'm enjoying the Greek yogurt these days, just as a snack food, and as something if I want a small meal, I'll throw some walnuts in. And again, I find that sometimes, again, keeping it simple is one of the things you can do. You can always sprinkle some monk fruit extract on top, and that way you can sweeten it that way and keep it as healthy and diabetes-friendly, which means that you're basically trying to use your diet to not become diabetic. And some people feel that that's certainly a possibility. So, you know, if you're trying to take 30 days and see what you can do with that, maybe make an agreement with yourself. You know, we're certainly past the stage of, you know, New Year's resolutions, but you could make a this year resolution so that instead of, regular milk, you could use buttermilk or even low-fat cottage cheese, certainly a possibility. And if you want something that is smooth, you can always blend the cottage cheese, and that way you get something nice and creamy. It makes a lovely sauce. And, you know, again, you can use cornstarch and skim milk. So it's just fun to find ways of bringing things together that maybe you hadn't considered doing. You know, when you're trying to use less fat, sometimes you can use 25 to 30% less fat, so you just cut back. You don't use as much. Or you can substitute applesauce or mashed bananas for some or all the fats in the baked goods. So I talked about substituting eggs. You could use that applesauce or mashed banana as a way of doing a substitute for baking. You just want to make sure that you have enough of what you need for the yeast to act and interact with whatever it needs to. So when you're whipping up something, a treat, when you use chocolate or chocolate chips, you could try using cocoa powder. Or you could use the mini chocolate chips, and you could just use fewer of them. So you can still, you don't have to completely sacrifice flavor for trying to do something that's healthier for you. Now, when you're cooking off your stews and your soups, basically, you want to see if you can skim that fat that floats to the surface. Now, typically, you can do this while it's on the stove. So basically, you're making your soup, and you'll see this fat layer, if you will, that comes to the top of the soup. And you can just skim it off, or you can place it in the fridge, and then that fat will harden on the top, and then it's easier to skim off. And you can always, the beauty of soups is you can always reheat them. You can freeze them and add, you know, just some new spice. You know, you can garnish with parsley or cilantro or dill, and certainly gives it a brand new flavor. And I know that it's kind of fun to know you can make one meal and stretch it out to many, and just by, you know, skipping those fatty cuts, you know, you can flavor, you know, poultry and fish and red lean meats. You don't have to fry them. You can bake them. You could broil them or grill them or roast or boil them. So, you know, you want to have, basically, if you can, have some plant-based sources like lentils or beans. And also adding greens is certainly something that you can add to a soup that gives it the kind of body and flavor. Kale is a wonderful green that holds up very well, and you can put it in soups, and it's wonderful. You can certainly choose lower-fat gravies for your salad dressings. You know, lemon and a little bit of olive oil works wonderful for all kinds of things. And, you know, if you can, basically, what you're wanting to do is watching your carbohydrate count of both your condiments and your dressings. Some of the healthier fats, you can use pecans or almonds or cashews or peanut butter. Just look and make sure that they haven't added sugar to it, because a lot of times some of those butters, if you will, nut butters, they add sugar and salt, and you don't have to have either one to enjoy the food. Your cold water fish are very high in omega-3s, those great fatty acids that we need, called essential fatty acids. And, you know, mackerel, salmon, I love lox, and tuna. You know, you can certainly use the healthier oils from tuna and olives. I remember once I got an olive oil that was from Italy that was green, and the flavor was divine. So you never know where you're going to find something and be able to enjoy it and put it into your life so that you can, you know, just make something that's delicious. Basically, you want to substitute whatever's white for something that has more color. For example, your white rice, you can change for basmati rice or brown rice. You know, your white flours, you could switch to a whole wheat flour. And when you're doing nuts, as I said, you know, you can grind up almonds or hazelnuts. Wonderful flavors. And it makes like a flour, and again, it's an interesting flour substitute. We talked about sugar and the fact that the monk fruit, which is basically a sweetener from what's called the Buddha fruit. I can't believe I grew up not knowing any of this, and it's fun to share it. If you have children, please share it with them. It's a wonderful time to give them a vocabulary that perhaps you didn't have growing up. And my mother didn't have it to share it with me. So, you know, this is something that it's a wonderful thing to share with you. So I thank you for sticking with the show and learning what you can from it, because that's what I like to do with you folks out there. Now, there's two C's that are part of food, cinnamon and chromium. And basically those C's apparently are wonderful for balancing and for healing diabetes. So basically you're trying to avoid your diet sodas. Those do something that's called rapid insulin piling, and that's something that I wouldn't claim to understand completely. You can certainly look that up, RIP, rapid insulin piling. But basically you just want to watch out for things that are symptoms of diabetes. You know, that tingling or the numbness in the hands. And basically, you're getting a dangerous flood of insulin that's coming into your body. And so basically, if you can have more cinnamon. And I was looking at the foods that are high in chromium and how I crave certain foods like dark chocolate, or leeks, or kiwis, or broccoli. Nutritional yeast, or brewer's yeast, is wonderful. And potatoes, you can certainly eat them all kinds of fun ways, adding a little balsamic vinegar glaze and a flavor burst. You know, garlic and onions and radishes. Avocado, don't we love avocado for so many wonderful reasons? And lettuce, tomato juice, and strawberries. So, you know, I keep picturing wonderful colors and flavors, you know, that your pears and your apples and your green beans and your carrots, you know, wonderful, wonderful colors. You know, you want that whole wheat bread, as we said earlier in the show, and your beetroot and your peas and your orange, and you certainly can get whole grain spaghettis. So, you know, it's looking at what you can do to add chromium. I certainly like the cinnamon sticks as added to any kind of tea, which is fun, or gravy, or again, stew or soups. And it's a surprise when suddenly you get the flavor burst from these foods. And I think this is what's fun as well. And sometimes something flavors something that you didn't intend, but it showed up. And sometimes, again, rather than adding more salt, adding lemon or lime is certainly another way of flavoring the food. And, you know, these little, I'll call them tricks, but they're basically, they're just, they're skills to understand how you can either flavor something so that it's enhanced, or as we, in the case of the monk fruit, sweeten something with a low caloric institute. And you might be able to actually experience some weight loss, they found, using the monk fruit. So, you know, this is all something that is new to me, and I hope it's new to you and welcomed. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about the recipes from the delicious diabetes cooking for one or for two. So you don't have to make a whole lot. If there's just one of you, you can, again, freeze it and then reheat it later on. So stay tuned when we come back. Yum, 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 yummy recipes. Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's S-U-N-F-L-A-I-R.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back. We're talking about delicious recipes for diabetes, and this is for just one or for two. So, you know, soup is always fun to have on hand, and so this chicken and lentil soup it yields just generous servings, so it would make an excellent meal on a cold winter's night, or it also benefits from being cooked in advance so that you can allow those flavors to mature or marry, as they say, and it freezes well, so this is kind of fun. Although the lentils are carbohydrates, they're the kind of carbohydrate you want. There's what's called a good carbohydrate, and they're an excellent source of protein and vitamins and minerals, especially folate and potassium, and also just a good source of fiber. So basically you're heating some oil, about just a tablespoon of olive or sunflower oil, in a deep pan, and then you add the celery, which is one stalk of celery that's been finely chopped, and ham. You can take a small, just slice of ham and chop it up. Or you can use chicken, and you're using the chicken leg quarters, so you're using the dark meat, and you take the skin off, and you're sautéing this chicken or ham or with the celery. You're sautéing for 10 to 15 minutes because you want to prevent the ingredients from burning, and then you stir in a bay leaf. I always love bay leaves. They're just, I don't know why, it just, it's, to me, it's a happy spice. Ginger root, so you take some ground ginger and a teaspoonful. I find with soups, you also can use the sliced ginger and let that season whatever you're cooking. It's sort of a different approach. And your thyme is not very much, just a pinch, a half a teaspoon. And some peppercorns, the green peppercorns or the black, just again a half a teaspoon, that have been drained and cracked so that the flavor is just bursting out into that soup. And a little bit of salt, a quarter of a teaspoon of salt. And your water is 4 cups. And they're using some wine, some dry white wine. I'm not a big wine person, so you could substitute your wine, white wine vinegar. So that vinegar becomes the acid, if you will, and just 6 tablespoons full. And the lentils are red, which is kind of fun, and you rinse them, and you're using 2 tablespoons. So you're going to put all this, bring it slowly to a boil and cover it for about an hour, and then you're going to be removing from the heat the whole thing, and just remove the chicken bones so you don't have to leave them in. And you pull the chicken meat into bite-sized pieces and then set it aside and chill. Chill the soup thoroughly. Then remove any excess fat. We talked about skimming the fat off the top. And then you refrigerate that chicken meat separately so it doesn't get too soggy. And you're returning the soup to the pan. And you're adding the lentils in now. Excuse me for saying it earlier. You don't have to put the lentils in with everything. But you're bringing the soup back to a boil, and then you reduce the heat, and you're going to simmer for about 30 minutes or until the lentils are quite tender. And it doesn't take long for lentils to get that tender. And they'll virtually disintegrate. So then you return the chicken meat to the pan and the heat through, and you adjust the seasoning to taste before serving. So again, this is just one of those things that you can certainly enjoy making ahead of time and serving if you have a guest that you want to impress or just share with them. I think this is always the fun part of food, is the sharing of a meal. So this is, if you're making a nest of two, you can always enjoy presentation, putting on some pretty bowls and flowers on the table. You know, it's always nice to eat with your eyes and serve with your heart. I think this is one of the things that I enjoy about mealtime in general. Now, the cauliflower and cashew salad is another wonderful possibility. So you've got soup and salad. And basically, you're taking a half a cauliflower that you've broken into flowerettes. And in a steamer basket, you set over a pot of simmering water, and you're going to steam those cauliflower florets for just 5 to 10 minutes. They'll just tender. You don't want them being mushy. And then you're going to pour the cauliflower into a bowl and mix in the cashews. Now, they're recommending you roasted salted cashews. You can do without the salt if you want and just have roasted cashews, but it works either way. And then you're going to sprinkle with just a little bit of olive oil, about a tablespoon of olive oil, and the juice of a half to one lemon. or just to taste. And then some freshly ground black pepper. Again, it just releases the flavor. And then you sprinkle with a little parsley. You can take, you know, 3 or 4 sprigs of fresh parsley that you've chopped. And you can serve it warm or at room temperature. So again, this is one of those things that makes the body just enjoy what's going on there. And I think this is, again, what makes putting these delicious meals together. Well, let's see if we have time. There's a spinach and avocado and mozzarella salad, which is kind of fun. I love spinach, I love mozzarella, I love avocado. So basically you're tearing up spinach leaves, about 2 cups worth, and you arrange them in the bottom of a serving dish, and then you sprinkle with fennel, just 1/4 of a bulb that's been thinly sliced, and the leeks and the sprouts, so that you can use alfalfa sprouts or other sprouted seeds, if you like. You're using 1/2 of a ripe avocado, and you peel that avocado and slice it lengthwise, and you arrange the avocado slices over the leaves, and then you slice the mozzarella. You can use about a couple ounces, about 3 inch balls, or some buffalo mozzarella, and basically you sprinkle with pine nuts and decorate with basil leaves, both chopped and whole. And then you season just with a pinch of salt and pepper to taste. And then you drizzle with a little lemon juice and oil. And you can serve it immediately. So, again, you have soup, you have salad, you have some fun food that you can enjoy. And I think, you know, this is the pleasure of making a meal for one, making a meal for two. And you can always make it for 3 or 4. When we come back, more recipes. Stay tuned.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, Get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Natural Eating. Today we're talking again a delicious diabetes cooking. So we're cooking meals that are diabetic friendly and hopefully will help reduce your diabetes and bring you back to your healthy body. Spaghetti and pine nut salad. That sounds yummy. So you're using spaghetti or some long pasta. There certainly are whole grain pastas that are out there. And so in a large pot of boiling water, you're going to cook the pasta according to the package instruction, but you just leave the salt out. And when it's just al dente, you remove it from the heat and you drain, but you want to reserve about a fourth of a cup of the cooking water and pour that into a bowl and mix in the oil. So you're making, in effect, a sauce. And you want to allow that pasta, roughly 5 ounces worth, to cool slightly. And then you're mixing in the green onions that have been trimmed and chopped, probably 5 or 6 of them. And you're going to be taking 2 large handfuls of fresh parsley or cilantro mix, if you want, that's been chopped. And 2 tablespoons of pine nuts or sunflower seeds. So you're mixing in, and then you drizzle it with lemon juice. Just the juice of 1 lemon is enough. And you're cooking the water to moisten it. So that there's where that cooking water comes in handy. And then you season just with a pinch of salt and pepper to taste. I find there's a salt called the flower of the ocean. It's a Celtic sea salt, which is just wonderful. And there's some other salts out there that you can find that are what's called whole food salts. So if you can find those, they're certainly worth their weight in gold. And it can be something that you can certainly enjoy. Now, to make a warm pasta and curly kale salad, basically you're going to be in a small pan. You're heating about a teaspoon of olive oil. So you're heating that over medium heat. And then you're cooking the onion. So you're taking one small onion that you thinly slice. And you keep stirring it just frequently for 5 to 8 minutes until it's really quite soft. And then some small button mushrooms that have been halved or sliced, about 4 or 5. And so you're adding the mushrooms to this oil, and you increase the heat, and you just cook for 2 to 3 minutes. It doesn't take very long until the mushrooms start to give that juice that comes out of them. They sweat, so to speak. So meanwhile, in a large pot of boiling water, you're going to cook the pasta according to the package instructions. And so you're enjoying about 2.5 ounces of your whole grain penne pasta. That's certainly one possibility. And then you're going to be draining it and setting it aside. And then a steamer basket you set over the saucepan of simmering water. And you steam the kale for just 2 minutes, doesn't take very long, or until it's lightly cooked, so that kale is still green and crunchy, which makes it just so yummy. I love kale when it's like that. In a large serving dish, you're tossing the onion mixture with the pasta, and you add the steamed kale. So it's about a cup of curly kale leaves, so that's, you know, so you have some kind of proportional relationship. And you're drizzling that remaining oil and lemon juice. So you've taken the juice of just 1/4 lemon. And you season just with a pinch of salt and pepper to taste. And you serve warm or room temperature. And, you know, basically seeds of all kinds are both very delicious and very nutritious. So like nuts, their flavor, it's really released by roasting or toasting. So it only takes a minute. And it's well worth the effort. If you use salted seeds in a recipe, you likely won't need to add any salt. So so this is certainly one thing that you can do that you can enjoy, that has a beautiful, bright color, that kale, that beautiful dark kale. A lot of times when I read a recipe, I find that I'm kind of visualizing what it might look like, and in some cases, almost tasting the recipe. And I think this is one of the fun aspects of creating, you know, your own meals, as opposed to buying something that's cooked by someone that you don't know. To add kale to something else, to beet leaves, which is fun. So in a deep pan, you're going to heat some oil, just a small amount, a tablespoon of olive oil, over medium heat, and you're going to cook onion, and you're going to take a large, tart cooking apple, and not peeled, and you finely chop it, and for 5 to 8 minutes, you make sure that that onion is quite soft, but, you know, watch it carefully, because you don't want it to burn. And you're going to add kale and beet greens, and you're going to reduce the heat to medium-low, and you cook and you cover, okay? So you cover it up, and you stir often, obviously removing the lid, about 5 to 10 minutes or until the greens are very cooked, but they have a little crunch. If they appear to be drying up, just add a little more water, and the mixture should be moist without being wet. It doesn't have to be soggy. And you're going to season with pepper to taste before serving. So, you know, this kale with beet leaves is, I love the commentary that sometimes authors that write books will share. And this one is sharing, you know, this is a seriously nutritious side dish. Even more so if you can find fresh beets that are still attached to their stalks and leaves, as the leaves are even more latent with nutrients than the beets themselves. So you're going to use the beets for the beet and chickpea salad. If you have leftovers, you know, they work well as a salad, so it's not just a dish that's sautéed and warm and, I'll say, friendly wilted without being something that you have to worry about. I think, you know, when you're putting together these meals, obviously it is considering your eyes and what some of them look like. That bright green, the dark red that is on the stalk of the beet leaves. And I think this is one of the things that I certainly enjoy when I'm making some of these foods. I think with all of these recipes, if you consider what it is that you like, you know, if you like fish, if you like ham, if you like, you know, your beef, that you consider, you know, putting them together in what I'll call a friendly fashion. You know, I always love lox and cream cheese and onions and capers. So when we come back, we're going to talk about desserts.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. Elyssa, chef4u@live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
And to finish the recipe section with the desserts, you can certainly use a banana and polenta bread. And so, you know, the glycemic index of bananas, you know, it varies on how ripe they are, because most of the carbohydrates in green or underripe bananas is in the form of sort of what they call a resistant starch that we can't digest. But as that banana ripens, the starch is converted into sugar. So nonetheless, because of their large amount of fiber, even ripe bananas are okay for people with diabetes. So it's nice to clear. Now this one does have one egg, so I figured you could handle one egg in a recipe, even though eggs are becoming quite precious. In the food processor, you're going to puree the two ripe bananas until they're smooth. And then you're adding a cup of cornmeal, that's that polenta, and a little baking powder, just 2.5 teaspoons, and a little salt, just a pinch, and one egg, that's all. So you can handle one egg, I think. And again, you could substitute for applesauce if you needed to. And then, so you're doing 6 tablespoons of milk, and you're adding some butter, about 1/4 cup. And you're processing all this until it's nice and smooth. And then you spoon it into a prepared pan. And now you're baking in a preheated oven for 35 minutes. So you're going to preheat to 350 degrees, okay? Or you could use a tester and see that the center comes out clean. And then you remove the loaf from the pan and just let it cool slightly on a wire cooking rack, and turn the loaf out of that pan onto another rack, and cover with a clean tea towel and just let it cool completely, which is kind of fun. So this is something that, you know, you've only used 1/4 cup of butter. You could use margarine. You could use coconut oil. So that you've added in that food processor at the very beginning. So, you know, it's just fun to see, again, what you can do with the food processor and what you can do with the ingredients that combine together to make basically a banana cornbread, which is kind of fun. Now, your old-fashioned ginger cookies and honey cookies, in a small bowl, you're combining about 1 cup of all purpose flour that's been sifted, and some ground ginger, about just 1/2 teaspoon, and some brown sugar. So you're using 3 tablespoons of packed dark brown sugar, and just the grated zest of one orange and the grated zest of one lemon. So this gives it a lovely flavor. And then you're going to be in a medium bowl. You combine about 3 tablespoons of butter that's been melted and 2 tablespoons of liquid honey that's been melted, and you put them together, and then you add the dry ingredients into the wet ingredients, which is that butter and honey, and you mix it to a nice stiff paste, and you cover, and you'll let this refrigerate for several hours, or you could let it go overnight if you want. And then you're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees, and on a lightly floured work surface, you're going to roll out the dough, and using the cookie cutter or a knife, you can cut out 8 cookies. And what's always fun is you can get these wonderful cookie molds that, you know, you can punch out cookies in all kinds of fun shapes, like a gingerbread man. And you can use the cookie cutter or the knife, and you cut out 8 cookies. And you re-roll those scraps as necessary, and you can place the cookies about 2 inches apart on the baking sheet. And you're baking, as I said, 350 degrees for 12 to 15 minutes or until it's lightly browned. And then you remove the cookies from the oven and just let them cool on a pan, on a wire rack, cooling rack, for just about 3 minutes. And then you transfer the cookies to the rack to cool completely. So you certainly can enjoy. You want to make sure to give the dough enough time to chill, because if you try and roll it out too soon, it'll be too soft to handle. So you want to see what you can do with that. And next we have cinnamon oat squares. And this, in a small saucepan, you're going to melt about 1/4 cup of butter and agave syrup over a medium-low heat, just a tablespoon. Or you could use pure maple syrup, or you could use liquid honey. You certainly could use the monk fruit, although it'll be interesting to see how that works as far as blending with all the rest of the ingredients. And just for a minute in that small saucepan, you're basically combining the butter and the sweetener. And then you remove from the heat, and you're going to stir in oats, about 3/4 cup of quick-cooking rolled oats. And you're going to be putting some flour, some whole wheat, just a tablespoon of whole wheat flour, some ground cinnamon, which, again, is really a good spice to add, and sunflower seeds, just about a tablespoon of unsalted sunflower seeds. Or you could use green pumpkin seeds. And you're combining, we're making those cinnamon oat squares. And so with your fingers, you're pressing the dough into the bottom of the pan, and they should be about 1/2 inch, and then you're going to bake in a preheated oven for 18 to 20 minutes or until slightly browned. And then you're removing them from the oven, and using that knife, you're cutting it into 6 squares. And you want to let it cool in the pan on a wire cooling rack, and you know, using a spatula or a flexible knife to transfer. And the last little dessert are just chocolate strawberries, just chocolate, dark chocolate that you've melted in a saucepan, and you dip strawberries into it. That's one of my favorites. Just love it, love it, love it. So when we come back, we'll have some closing thoughts, so stay tuned.
Books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
I certainly hope you've enjoyed making these meals with me. Delicious diabetic meals. And I just wanted to clear up something. I was reading a wonderful book that had Dr. Stefan, and basically they said, you know, I sat with an elder friend of mine named Sally, and she'd been a lifelong smoker, and now the tumors were just basically, she's dying. She says, you know, she said, I always meant to quit, but I always thought I had more time. And I just realized with all of this, if you think you have more time, no. Do it today. Start today. Do something for yourself today. So that way you can eat the right foods and get your body back to health. God bless.